Congressman Hearn, thanks for being with us. And can you tell us when you heard about the news of last night's missile strikes and what took place after that?
Well, we were getting alerts just like everyone else was. I mean, I don't think there was any, nobody was contacting us directly, so I think everybody was receiving it at the same time. I'm sure the military had a little bit of a heads up. What we're learning this morning is that the Iranian government notified Iraq that they were going to launch their ballistic missiles over into our air bases. Also, they notified Finland. Our thinking now, we'll hear from the president here shortly on this, is that by notifying Finland, knew that Finland would notify us that they were going to be doing this as well. I think it'd be wrong for any of our listeners to be thinking that the Iranians just missed by accident. They're very accurate ballistic missile program. They've used, quite frankly, as Senator Cruz said, and I totally agree, they used the $100 billion that we released in frozen assets to perfect their ballistic missile program. We saw their ability to shoot down our drones and to launch drone attacks on the Saudi Arabia oil field. So they have very accurate guidance systems. This was by design, just to show the Iranian people that they were going to, as the Ayatollah said, slap Americans in the face.
We're hearing word that those missiles might not have been, fully armed. We're hearing that many did not detonate. Are you hearing anything about that?
Well, they've shown, obviously, we're all staying closely attuned to what we're getting from our people in armed services and also foreign affairs, but also what we're seeing through the newscast, that at least three or four did not detonate, fell short of their targets. Again, very deadly weapons, so it could have the ability to kill many people, Iraqis and Americans, and did not harm anyone from what we're being told so far.
Now, we hear the president's going to address the nation sometime today. Are you expecting, what are you expecting?
Well, I think the president is going to say what he said before. When they shot down the drone, we didn't do anything. When they took out the oil fields, we didn't really do anything. And when they attacked the embassy, quite honestly, we didn't really do anything. But, when they killed the American soldier and contractors, the president had told them for months, if you harm an American citizen, you're going to pay for it. And they did, and they paid for it. And I know there's a lot of people who would love for us to go to war with Iran. The president, I've been with him numerous times. The president does not, President Trump does not want to be in wars. He thinks it's a total waste of money and military men and women's lives and our contractors' lives to be in an area where people don't want us there. And clearly the Iranian government has taken over the Iraqi government, and that was allowed under President Obama's administration to have that occur. And so we have people there that don't want us there. But the president's been very blunt in saying, you may not want us there, but you pay us for our military base, so we're staying there. We came there to protect you and to allow you to have an opinion, and we're not leaving until you take care of us monetarily before we leave.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I think it's important for us all to remember, there's a lot talked about this war powers resolution. The president didn't do it the right way. And quite frankly, he did everything the right way. He alerted the media. He said this over media through Twitter, and everything we know that he says on Twitter and anywhere else is being posted, that if you harm an American, you're going to pay. And he did that. And he had about a two-minute window to make that happen. When you have, by UN rule, this Soleimani was told not to leave Iran. This was an American. This was not an American edict. This was from the United Nations and from NATO. You do not leave Iran. And he was traveling all over the Middle East with complete impunity to say, I can do whatever I want to do. In fact, when he flew in from Lebanon, he knew that he was being watched. That's why he flew on a commercial airliner as opposed to a military jet, because he had fear of being taken out in the air. And as soon as he landed, the president executed the drone attack on his vehicle, ironically or maybe justifiable, on the very road where he's killed many Americans and maimed Americans. And Nancy Pelosi, there's been a lot of attacks from the left-wing media and from the Democrats on the president. Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that he violated the War Powers Resolution, and she was going to come after him on that yesterday. Well, what we're finding out just a few minutes ago, there's going to be no vote on the War Powers Resolution, because, in fact, the president did exactly what he was supposed to do. He notified her 48 hours after the fact. So We're going to hear, you know, around 11 o'clock today from the president and the cabinet about what's going to be done. That's what we're getting told, is that the president's going to hold his press conference at 11 o'clock Eastern time, so 10 o'clock Central time. And we'll see what the next steps are. But our anticipation is that the president is not leaving Iraq at this point in time, just because the Ayatollah said we need to leave, and that he's going to protect American citizens not only there but around the world.
All right, very good. And Congressman Hearn, thank you very much, and really thank you for taking time to visit with us today.